What is the Bhagavad Gita later insertion in the Mahabharata based on style of writing, etc.? Well, if you consider the style of writing, the Puran, the meter and other things, they are remarkably similar. And from a historical perspective, with all due respect to academic scholars, it's a very iffy game. By iffy game, iffy means it's a, based on a lot of ifs, a lot of guesswork. Because ultimately, how do we know whether what was the date at which a particular book was written? If you see India itself, India is a very hot tropical country. And in the past, when paper was not there, things were written on leaves. And leaves don't, whatever was used for writing would not stay for long. So basically, we can, when historians try to determine the date of any book, essentially they try to look for physical remains that suggest the existence or prevalence of that book. So they may look for certain architectural remains. They may look for some cross-references in other texts. And there are multiple ways. But essentially, what historians are looking for and what they can find is the end. Suppose a thief has stolen some money and this thief kept the money in an envelope. And the investigators have a picture of the envelope and they search everywhere where the envelope is. And finally, they find the envelope. But finding the envelope doesn't give them the money back. So similarly, what we can have knowledge of is the historical age. All that we can determine is that what are the oldest written remains or written references to the Gita or the Mahabharata. But the historians themselves acknowledge that there was an oral tradition that was much more widespread and much more ancient than the written tradition. So how old the oral tradition was, that is something which there's just no way for empirical historians to know. That's why a prominent Indologist has said that the dating of the Indian literature is shrouded in terrifying darkness. And all that anyone can do is just throw pins. And wherever they land, that's the dates that people give. So there are one way. So this is basically the whole, more important than when a book was written is what is said in the book. If somebody wants to go into the specifics of dating, we can go into it separately. So His Holiness Devamrita Maharaj has written a book called Searching for Vedic India, where he talks elaborately about the dating of the texts and what are the problems with it. But one quick point is that Jainism, Buddhism at least is understood by historians to have been, to have originated in pre-Christian times. And Jains and Buddhists, they were no fans of Krishna and his teachings. They have criticized him. And while criticizing him, they have criticized sometimes his ethical character, sometimes his teachings. And none of them, over thousands of years before, have divorced Krishna and the Bhagavad Gita from the Mahabharata. So this idea of divorcing the two is a relatively modern phenomenon. Okay.